Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
No. So my microphone. No,
there working. It is. Somebody messed with this again. Okay, I got it on there. I'm live now. All right, I'm live now.
How's my volume? Check my gain.
Yeah, you're
How's
fine.
How's my gain?
You're
check,
fine.
Check, check, Mike, check.
New equipment. Buttons are messed up when I got here. All right, cool. We're live. Good morning. It's what the hell? I never say good morning. Jeez, I don't even say good morning to Craig.
No.
Maybe I do sometimes to Craig, but I don't say it to anybody else. That sounded lame. Good morning. I should give the time and the temperature, too. We're not a good morning show.
Yeah, but at least it was insincere. I'll give you that.
Hey, that's a good point. It really was insincere.
It's not a sincere good morning.
Tanline Tuesday on Twitter. I did put up a couple of Nut Rack Mondays yesterday.
Good. That's going to catch up.
Yeah. Hashtag Todd and Tyler Nut Rack Monday. That's what we're calling it. I don't care what you called it. We're calling it that. Todd made a great line. I like that line.
It's Nut Rack.
Yeah.
Hashtag Nut Rack Monday.
No, I did the whole Todd and Tyler thing.
Oh, you did?
Okay. Oh, yeah. You got to brand that thing. Got to brand that.
You're right.
So we branded the, if you type in anything that says tan lines, we're one or two on Google. That's pretty damn cool.
Good.
So we need, if you type in Nut Rack.
We worked hard for that.
Yes, we did. And people got mad when we did that. You guys are getting a lot of people following you on Twitter because of that. We don't like that. Jesus. That was actually a real meeting. Craig Evans will be here. I'll tell him good morning when he gets
here. What
were
we supposed to do? Get it with old-fashioned original content?
I don't know what it was. Yeah. They just didn't want us getting followers.
Oh, they didn't want to get us too many followers.
They would have to pay us.
That's right.
So it's Tanline Tuesday on Twitter. I want to thank Chris from Needles, California. Always hooks me up with some great photos of women he has on the beach or in his bedroom. I don't know where he keeps these ladies, but they're all very nice.
I think they stay in an Airstream trailer. Somewhere outside of Needles.
So I'm watching the news yesterday, speaking of keeping women.
But they're well taken care of.
Yeah, the R. Kelly thing ended yesterday with the trial. And it's so weird because everything stopped to report on it. And to me it wasn't news. I realize there was a verdict, but they were really, if you're around the TV yesterday afternoon, and we can be because of our hours, they stopped coverage like something major happened. And they went live, and they were waiting for the verdict. I'm thinking, you know what? He's a piece of crap, scumbag. And you could just report on the verdict when you get it in and move on. I don't know why that that story to me is so old.
Because this trial has been going on for a while.
Well, he's been in jail the whole time waiting for the trial.
So we could have waited a couple of minutes for the verdict.
It was like, are you that slow on news? I don't think so.
I think so.
He's been tried so many times and had so... I just kind of lost track.
To me, it was like, what are you doing here? Nobody... I mean, I really thought nobody cares. I think they read that wrong. You know, we're not going to dwell on it. I shouldn't even bring it up now, but I mentioned keeping women in your basement. That's pretty much what he did.
It sounds like
a horrible scumbag. All right. But yeah, that was like all of... What are you doing, man? I mean, geez, do some news. I need news. R. Kelly's a scumbag. Really surprised.
Tuesday women, they're of age, too. They're not R. Kelly approved.
No, they're not. No, they are not.
Long in the tooth for R. Kelly.
Yeah. Oh, big time.
I did see last night it gave him a good excuse to show the another clip of, remember, a couple years ago when he melted down?
Robert.
Gail
King.
Yeah, it was Gail King.
It was Gail King.
Yeah.
Robert.
I am innocent.
Thumping his chest and crying.
Calm down, Robert.
Yeah, that was... Well, she's horrible.
Obviously.
She's horrible.
Well, and he don't protest too much.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You know, you went a little far with the denial there, R.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Didn't watch a down of this, but the Cowboys beat the Eagles' ass, right? I really didn't watch a down.
I
was footballed out.
I forgot to throw on Eli and Peyton last night.
Apparently, I checked it out for a few minutes.
Eli flipped off the camera. Double bird.
Did he?
Yes, he
double
did.
Double bird.
I tweeted that photo out. I mean, the headline on the photo from NFL Memes was, how many times you beat Tom Brady? And I thought that might actually have been the line. But no, it was something about being walking into Eagles Stadium.
They had Chris Long on, who played in Philly.
Right.
And, you know, Eli said something, you know, Dallas is okay, but, you know, you walk into Philly, you walk in the stadium, and he's like, you're getting the double birds from nine-year-olds. And he does it. Especially
playing for the Giants, too.
And he does it on camera.
And then
he's like, "Well, can we do that? You can blur that out, right?"
Yeah.
And it's
a finger. I never understood blurring that.
Dude, I didn't either. It's live.
Never have.
They blur that on Family Guy.
Yeah.
And Family Guy's audio is so hardcore. I mean, their references are just so hardcore, and they blur the middle finger.
I'm pretty sure
on Family Guy. No, they have to.
They blur it on South Park too.
Yeah, I think they do. Yeah.
And they use their cable.
I know.
And cartoons.
And they use some pretty harsh language.
Right. Right.
Because I think you can drop an S-bomb on cable, and I'm pretty sure they have on South Park.
If they wanted to, they could drop F-bombs.
We used to watch some of our favorite shows had the S-bomb on there.
Yellowstone's dropping F-bombs. They were last season.
It was an F or was it an S-bomb?
No,
they were F-bombs.
Yeah. Which is crazy because even though the show was so good and you really didn't notice it, but going back to watch it, you kind of notice it. Sons of Anarchy didn't have any F-bombs.
No.
And they could have had them.
And it should have.
They could have had them. Whoever watched that show was not faint of heart. I mean, it was a brutal show. And
it was a motorcycle club.
We've known some motorcycle club guys, and yeah, they drop the F-bomb.
They do.
Every man does.
There was a year.
They technically could have put the F-bomb in those FX shows, right?
A season where they were in Ireland. And not once did they say potato.
Well, they didn't serve them, that's why.
I can't say it properly.
Yeah. But I will say, since then, FX has loosened up. FX, AMC, some of these cable, they
could have dropped the F-bomb back in the
end. Absolutely. Right. It was only an in-house rule that they could.
It was their own standards and practices.
Which didn't make any sense.
That didn't allow the F-bomb. And then the first time I think I heard the F-bomb on basic cable, it was probably Yellowstone. Because they used to bleep it out on South Park, and I don't think they use it.
You forget what you're watching anymore, because everything's right there. If you have movie channels, it's right there anyway.
Nobody knows the difference between cable and broadcast and streaming. It's
kids
TV.
Don't.
It's kids on the TV.
Yeah. I've kept up with the Mayans show on FX, and they've used it on there.
Well, they have now.
Yeah,
okay, got it.
And I think a couple of the AMC shows I watched, they've let them go for it. Because, like I say, they can.
Yeah.
It's not over-the-air broadcast.
My virgin ears. Where'd I hear that? I heard they want to change the word virgin. Now, I know it's going to get the right all riled up, but it's probably not going to catch on. I think it's called sexual... Yeah, what did it... Look it up, puss. Somebody, some women's group wanted to change the word virgin to... sealed up. I think it's
sexual rookie.
No. It is sexual something, but it's not sexual rookie.
The headline that comes up
was
from the BBC 4 days ago.
Oh, BBC, okay.
Writer attacks the word virginity, suggests sexual debut.
Yes, sexual debut, which I think's worse.
That sounds
terrible. That just sounds worse. Like, here's my debut. Here's my vagina. Here's my debut. I know it's stuck to the tape. That just sounds like you open up a curtain, here it is. Take care of that.
Well,
I think virgin's better.
Yeah, the sexual date. There's some anticipation.
Yeah,
there.
It's like, okay. It's like you're spraying, you're getting ready to go for the evening.
Yeah.
And here's my debut. A debutante ball where everybody whips out their vagina.
Right, you're building
which should actually
it,
be kind of cool.
Building it up a little too much.
Yeah, that sexual debut ain't going
to
get it.
Ready to make your sexual debut?
So what, if it was like a show and it debuted like most of us did, it'd probably be canceled after the first one.
Well, yeah. You can't say, a person can't say they're a virgin. They would have to say, I haven't made my sexual debut yet. Can you imagine saying that in public? What the hell? Put your wiener back in there.
And then they fumble all over the place, and the microphone doesn't work at first.
No.
Man, it's just a mess.
All right. Tanline Tuesday. That'll make your sexual debut happen, by the way, if you're a dude. Tanline Tuesday, or if you're a woman that likes women, you know, sexually, check it out. At TNT Radio Empire is our Twitter handle.
I didn't write the exact date down, but I believe it was about this time of year, some time ago, freshman year of college, that I made my sexual debut.
All right. Boogie.
I mean.
Boogie got laid.
Home run.
Yeah.
It
was a home run for you. I don't know about her.
There was a little third base
action. There was a lot of fumbling around for her.
Previous to that. Right. No, I didn't get
it. I guarantee
done.
You she wasn't a virgin, right?
Oh, no.
No.
Oh.
No. September.
And I was grateful.
Oh, what a night.
I didn't want me and someone else.
If you
else.
Remember, it didn't last. It happened all too soon. I heard that song yesterday.
Right. Yeah, you don't want
your sexual debut.
Two people making their sexual debut together.
I'll send this
no, but it happens.
Craig. Yes, it
does.
It happens.
Yeah, send that to Craig. Yeah, send that to Craig. There's more to it then.
Right. A little bit here.
All
yeah.
Right. Nick Allen, Craig Evans, you and us. It's Tanline Tuesday on Twitter. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.